Kingdoms of Lowbrow. If you have never experienced lowbrow worlds, then give Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italienne a listen. I think of it as the hymn of the kingdoms of lowbrow. It is beauty and motion and unimaginable fairy tales, and none of the creatures you hear in the song are anywhere near human. They are all new, each with a story to tell. As you listen to this song, you may hear a rider, but that's actually a bunny rabbit dressed up as Napoleon. Even the sad clowns are happy philosophers here. The cannons fire candy. The dragons breathe glitter. The cute chibi dancing couple that you can hear, yeah, they eventually take off flying. The sunset, 10 minutes into the song, has a gentle smile and is crowned with a horizon of castles. Lowbrow is the new Renaissance. And for a fairy tale to survive, it needs mood, human expression, and beauty. It must move the viewer, make them jump or laugh, and it must be a discovery that they cannot contain. The white bunny at 12 minutes in never stops, because it is the time, the prime mover. It brings the seasons. And it is not just a jumping bunny, it is passionate about being swift and dynamic. The many castles and the final kingdom at the end of the song show an entire new world of creature. And my goodness, none have ever been imagined before. The fairy tale kingdoms of lowbrow and artificial intelligence create a new universe, more captivating than anything else, hence the Renaissance. Lowbrow is not just characters. It is a long-running, living, thriving candy land of magic. And the creatures with animal ears or tails never have to explain what exactly they are. Strange beauty in lowbrow is critical, but the central point is in the details. The expressions, the store displays, the necklace, the smiling pumpkin, the castles, the jesters, the royalty. And handmade lowbrow paintings would take several hundred hours. And you need a series of 3 or 5 or 10 maybe. The world of lowbrow is new. It does not compare to anything. It makes art critics feel dread. They lose sleep over it, because a full lowbrow painting, the hundreds and hundreds of feet of intricate, captivating detail created with the help of artificial intelligence, is beyond today's art. Hence, worlds of lowbrow are the rebirth of art. Here, you always walk away from the paintings knowing that you did not see enough of all the details and can't even remember all the little beauty anyways. These are the works of art that create a destination that one always returns to for more.